I was born a burden, actually. My parents were in the middle of toughest ordeal ever, trapped in system of caves under mountains. Years this was, years. By the time we make it out, I was already becoming adult. We came out of caves and almost immediately are captured. Set to work, mother and me, set to work for years. But you know, I did not miss the caves. Slavery in the fresh air felt like freedom by comparison. Many years later, mother and I escape camp with a little help from some fae friends, and we enjoy a new level of freedom. You know, we come to Waldsby, least oppressive place I have ever lived. But if experience has taught me anything, it is that there is still more freedom to be had. Do not be complacent with your own oppression. It's interesting that Arbogazer and Gary and Kappa are all in same position now, because they are all some of my favorite people that are coming with. I think only one from Waldsby I will really miss is Rusilka. She's so sassy and honest, and I would definitely miss her braiding my hair every morning. But I think of Gary, and I think of Kappa. I think of this new Marge that I met, and all this sadness and difficulty they're facing. And I think of Bolka's Psalm 131, which says, "How can mend broken heart? How can stop snow from falling down? How can stop sun from shining? What makes Golarion go round?" I am like 97.6% sure the answer is love. And that's legit. My sadness for Rusilka. I really wanted to like spend some time with Rusilka, and it looks like it's probably not going to happen.
We're going to come back.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the whole town's probably going to be burned down before we get back here.
You never know.
The Bernie guards have gone toward the tower with us.
The Bernie guards?
The Bernie guards.
We only burned down the 1%. 1% of the houses in the walls we get burned down.
So, Bolka, you open up and we have that wonderful little view into the new life of the underground bunker buddy.
This is the new normal for them.
Bolka's bunker buddies.
I love alliteration.
Just sitting around under the snow.
Important question, though.
Yeah.
Do I see Hatch?
No.
Shit.
God damn it.
None of us have seen Hatch.
Nope,
right.
No one has.
Okay. Nope.
I just called out, I'm going to go to a secret hiding place in the woods, and just crossed my fingers.
Yeah. Yep.
That was the plan.
You sure did.
Oh, well.
Are you going to go down there? Can I move past you? Is that okay?
Are you there with me?
Yeah.
Well, damn it, anyway. Oh my goodness, Hatch, I did not... Well, how long... It's so good to not see you. How long have you been... Were you just like following with us?
Yeah, I was hanging out with you, man.
You are so quiet.
That's sort of what I do.
Go say hi to the kids. Go, and I'll follow behind you.
All right, cool.
Oh, you know Gary. You know Gary, yes? Mm. No, this is Gary. Is good guy.
Okay.
I know you don't like this is Hatch. You can't see him, but you can hear him. Hello, little big. He has been betrayed by Pale Tower as
is
well.
Is Faye? Yes.
He's Faye.
Hello, little Faye.
Is good guy. Not
hey.
Do I hear you speaking with Hatch and also with that guards person that maybe you wanted to not be friends with in front of the other guards, Bolka?
Hello, Vasilisa.
Oh, hi, Hatch. Come in.
And you see the two little rat folks stand up from playing jacks, and they run over, and you just see them like pile on top of this
of nothing,
and they're just kind of like floating in air, kind of wobbling around a little bit.
Oh, that looks like a very fun game. I wish that the house spirit that my mama had when I was growing up would have carried me around while invisible. I mostly did not get along with that stupid little domovoy that was mean to me, probably because Moya Mama was mean to me. Do you want some tea, Bolka?
I you know, wave to Gary to go in, like...
Well, very okay. Well. Uh, I, oh,
Oh, you are the woman in the gnome I was supposed to. Hello.
Oh, hi. I'm Arbogazer.
Yes, and I am Kappa.
Hello, I am Gary.
Oh, so nice. This is proper way to meet each other.
I'm sorry that I
and he just walks over to the tea set and like, can I have some tea?
Oh, yes. It will help you warm up.
Before we go any further, I make it a point to gently pull the rope and close the snowman behind me as I go in.
Nice.
Nice.
Okay. Cool. I don't want to not say that.
Yes.
Cool.
Jeez.
This is more spacious than I was anticipating.
Me as well. Is this, Kappa, may I ask, what exactly is this space for?
Do we trust this Gary?
You were anticipating.
That's
Gary?
A good question, Bolka.
So I should say,
why is Gary here?
Everyone Gary in the room here. Right now, I think everyone in the room is here because they have all been betrayed by the White Queen indirectly, but by the guards and the Pale Tower. I think we are all on the same side. I'm so sorry
Gary.
To do this, Gary. Gary, show them your hand.
I think I know what that looks like.
All right. Very well.
I mean, no, unwrap.
I suppose if anything is amiss with Gary, we can simply take care of him. And he knows it is here already. I'm sure he can surmise what this is for. This is a hideout. Used to be a home for my people, but we have converted it as a sort of meeting place hideout for the Heralds of Samar.
I love Samar! It's the best!
I have several contacts throughout the region that are members, and I see their causes being good and just, and so I have helped convert this place so they have a place to hide when they need to and have large meetings incognito.
Well, do you have any way of getting a hold of them? Because, you know, we could sure use their help right now.
Not in the immediate, no. We have not used this for some time. There's not much reason for them to come here. This is more of a fallback location, which they have not needed to do.
We might need the help of them, though, in the future.
Oh, I believe it.
Oh, I feel like we're on the same side.
But they are far away.
It's a little complicated. I'm a little, on the one hand, Kappa. I must say, my respect for you continues to grow. the Heralds of Summer are kind of like my childhood heroes, you know? Like, oh, my mama's least favorite people are the best people ever.
Yes.
But also, we kind of do support Baba Yaga, so it's a little like...
Oh, so they're trying to get rid of Baba Yaga then?
Well, I mean, the reason that it is called an Irisin all the time is because of Baba Yaga, you know? Like, she's...
Is she the one who's
the
keeping all the people here? Not letting them not leave?
Or is that just the queen? It's complicated. See, I don't know if I've explained this before properly. And I know Kappa and Bolka already know this. Sorry to repeat your own history at you guys. But basically, Baba Yaga started Irisin, made Irisin her country. Was like, I am going to come in. I am going to bring my daughters to rule. They are called Yadviga. We are going to be in charge of this country. It will be always winter. And the ice monsters, like the trolls and things, and then the fae that like the ice, we'll all work together. We'll keep, you know, winter country under the rule of the White Witches. Technically, all the leaders are Baba Yaga's kids, kind of, you know, like descendants. But also, they have a tendency to rebel against Baba Yaga, apparently. So, you know, Yelvana does it now. We want to help Baba Yaga because Yelvana is verse for the whole world. But Sure. I don't know, yeah. Honestly, which one is worse for Irisin specifically.
Does Gary understand Tal'Dane?
No.
Yeah, he's missing all this.
I'm saying all of this in Tal'Dane, yeah.
And he's like just trying to figure out how he can hold his tea saucer and his cup. Because he's got a thumb.
I think Vasilisa handed him his tea. She's a little concerned about his guardness. So she's kind of absentmindedly keeping an eye. Part out of habit because he's clearly wounded. And that's like what she's used to. Taking care of people who are brought to her wounded. Same with Marge, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but also partly because, like, is he still armed? Why is he? He just, okay. Like, are we sure we trust? You know what? The enemy of my enemy is my temporary friend. This is fine.
Yep.
And I could say in Tal'Dane, technically he is still charmed. Oh. So at the moment, you have nothing to worry about. Maybe when that charm comes off, possibly we worry, but I think it might be okay anyway.
Thanks for letting us know. Tal'Dane holsters his gun. Yeah, he just had it out, pointing across the room without saying anything. As soon
he's
as
just
he
been
the
sitting
guard.
There with it kind of up against his arm.
Oh, okay. Can you tell me how long it's been to get my gear on and... How long have I had him charmed?
An hour.
Okay, so yes, we still have a few hours left.
Okay, of him good being, to know.
Of him there, being okay. No problem at all.
Not to be rude or anything, but what are you talking about?
I was just sharing with my friends who are not from Irisin a little bit of the history and politics of our country.
Oh, very good.
How do you feel about the Queen? By the way,
well, she is
Gary.
The queen.
Yes, but if she did not have to be the queen,
would
you be happy? Would you be sad to see her go?
Well, I have only been alive for Queen Elvana. I do not know what the next queen will be like, but I hope she will be a more helpful queen.
Gary also does not like Korolyeva Elvana.
Well, that's good.
And Vasilisa.
You may be stretching.
I would like to see some more social programs put into place. It would be nice to have a better allocation of rations.
Oh, yes. Food is a chronic problem in Irisin, you see, Valdine and Marge. People starve quite a lot. You can't really grow very many crops in the winter, you know?
Oh, dear.
It's all imports, exports... Kind of a mess. So
you could say this place is suffering from oppression.
Yes, I would say that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He doesn't like that, this Gary fellow.
It sounds like perhaps...
I understood that. That was my name.
Yes, Gary, that's your name.
Hi there, Gary. That's why I wave at him. Hello.
Hello, strange man. Anyway, that is why this place is the way it is. So we are safe here. No one knows about it. It gives us plenty of time to prepare for the next steps.
Well, speaking of that, is the town on fire or just the one house? What are the guards doing?
As I left, was it smoldering or was it raging?
I mean, it was still burning. It wasn't raging. It's on its way down.
You know, Kappa's house is a little bit set aside, set apart from the city, and I don't think it's going to spread, but her house is basically destroyed. Honestly, inside was already pretty destroyed anyway.
And the guards are still lighting other stuff on fire? Or what are they doing?
No, they just burned... I'm so sorry, Kappa. They just burned Kappa's house and...
This is
left.
Sad, yes.
That is what happens to traitors here. Or suspected traitors, but they were right. I am a traitor. Anyway.
So a plan. I mean,
it's clear that we need to go to the Peel Tower. We have people and a donkey to save, and we also have a portal to close. I don't think we necessarily need to tell Gary about the portal, but I'll leave that up to you, Bulka.
He heard his name again.
Hello,
yes,
I am Gary Steele. You speak my language, why?
No, I am talking about you, Gary, to my friends here.
Well, you don't know very much about me. What could you possibly be telling them?
Well, it's true. I do not know very much about you.
Your former occupation is mostly all she has referred
you
to.
You don't know anything about me either, so...
No, I do not. You seem very nice, though.
Thank you. It's been a little while since that was someone's reaction to me, and it's probably because I did not tell you anything untrue about myself. I'm Vasilisa, by the way. You can call me Lisa if you'd like.
Very well, Lisa. I, of course, am the... I'm Gary.
And where are you from, Gary?
I am from White Throne.
Oh, really?
Yes, that is where my family is.
Oh,
I signed up
for
guards to get more
rations. We are going to have to go to White Throne sometime. Just a moment here, Gary. March.
Yes.
Vialdin.
Mm.
It turns out this Gary person who has been charmed by Bulka is from White Throne.
Oh, that's where you're from, right?
No, I'm from Morozny.
Oh, right.
But
right.
White Throne is where Baba Yaga's house is.
Oh.
It is where the throne of Elvana is.
Well, that's where we got to go.
We have
get to
go
the
there after we finish with the Peel Tower. So maybe it's accidentally quite useful to make friends with Gary and use him to help us get into White Throne.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Strategic advantage.
Now, we were talking about, you know, because we wanted Arbogazer. And
my name.
Yeah.
And you just see him, he's still wrapped up in his blanket burrito. He's just laying on the ground. And he looks up.
Yeah.
We wanted Arbogazer to go through the portal and to Tal'Dor.
Yes, that's right.
And we were thinking that, you know, Kappa and the kiddos could go too. So should we send them off once we have our plan to go to the tower so we don't accidentally shut the portal before they get through?
Oh, no, this
Kappa
is
wants
a problem. We cannot send Kappa through until Kappa's daughter is safe. So I think maybe we say Arbogazer, wait a little while, and then if Kappa and her children come through the portal... Great. He goes with them to Hildren. We already drew a map and everything. If, though, he does not see her and the portal closes, that just means we had to close the portal before we could get Thora out, and so he goes by himself.
I'm not sure about him being safe, though, going by himself.
I think
I was
the
worried
most
about that
dangerous
the first
thing really is the guards and Najina out here, you know? At least there aren't any white witches on the other side of the portal, I hope. How much of a woodsman are you?
I mean, that's my whole profession is working with wood.
Our thought is, maybe, you go through the portal we told you about.
Okay.
You wait, there is a safe cave right next to portal.
Okay.
Okay, you go there.
Mm-hmm.
Give it a day.
1 day.
If Kappa and her kids show up, you say, yay, you take them with you to Hildren.
Okay.
If they do not show up, you say, they're probably fine, but that they're just not coming through this portal that may or may not exist anymore, and you go by yourself and see your brother.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, that seems fine. It seems a lot like the regular plan, except for I have a place to camp.
That's right. See, it works for everybody. No problems. And in the meantime... We have to get into the Peel Tower, everybody.
Oh, yes.
Oh, and also in the meantime, I should work on making friends with Gary so when the charm runs out, he thinks, oh, but I have real friends who would never cast charm on me to manipulate me. And he stays with us and helps us get into White Throne. Oh, Bulka, have I hurt your feelings?
No, it's okay. The thing is, it's just you don't...
It was an emergency. I do not judge you.
You do not know that.
He might judge you. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
We actually like Gary.
It's okay. Yes.
Out of all the guards,
so
he's not
the bad. So I'm going to make him like me more. Watch this. Gary.
Yes. What is going on,
You're calling
Lisa?
Like a dog. Gary. Come here, Gary.
I see you have been wounded. Yes.
Oh,
because
yes.
Of your courage in standing up to, you know, the not so good guards, I think.
I thought I had a good idea, but they did nothing, so.
Well, I appreciate you deciding to, you know, stand up for some unique ideas, you know?
Yes.
It's always good to think for yourself, I think. But it's not very popular in Irisen, I know. Are you still in pain?
A little bit.
How are you feeling?
I mean, it is a day. I do not wish to trouble you with it.
Okay, well, why don't you come here? And Vasilisa is going to cast Cure Light Wounds on him.
Okay.
So it's a 5 total.
Oh, thank you very much, Lisa. I greatly appreciate it.
Oh, I see that you're using your wand to healing him. I have good berries still.
Oh, no, I used my spell that I'd prepared.
Oh, okay.
We'll save the wand charges for emergencies for sure. I'm mostly just trying to make him like me better.
Ah, I see.
Now I'm going to make him like me again by refilling his tea and giving him a blanket. Vasilisa does both of those things.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm going to go sit over here.
And Vasilisa winks at Marge like, I'm doing so good at making a new friend.
That was very good, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what are we doing about the tower?
Oh, do you remember where the girl might be?
I think he said either in the... There was a dungeon, right? In the... Or there were bedrooms and there was a vault.
There's a couple places she might be.
Where would a donkey be? Are there stables?
Stables, yeah.
Okay, we need to go to the stables. We might have to go to the vault.
We might have to do the stables, you know, last. Stables would probably be the best place for the donkey to stay.
I have an important question to ask Gary and also Bulka. So I'll ask it in Scald for them both at once.
Get ready, Gary. She's about to say something in Scald.
Yes, I'm ready.
Hi,
we have
Gary?
Scald coming. Incoming
Bulka?
Scald.
Hi. Question for you. Are there any witches at the Pale Tower other than Nazhena Vasilyevna, or is she the only witch there?
Nazhena currently is not at the Pale Tower, but her apprentice is there, Radusek Parvil. Nazhena is not at the tower presently. She will be away for at least a few more weeks.
And how powerful is this apprentice witch?
He is able to summon powerful creatures. He's very powerful. Second most powerful witch I have ever encountered.
How many witches have you encountered, though?
Two. I have encountered two witches.
Okay, so he's less powerful than...
Nazhena.
But he is apprentice to her, so this makes sense. Actually, gauging power against power, it's possible he is still second most powerful witch you've ever met. But you've met three witches now, so hello.
Oh, you are a witch as well.
Yes, but not as powerful as someone who can look through mirrors and summon big creatures. So, guys...
You may be number three in power, but you are number one in friendship.
Oh, thank you, Gary.
I tell you, Gary's a nice guy.
Yes. And then in Talden, she looks at her, everyone and is like... It's working. We are friends.
Good.
Speaking of mirrors, I think I was gifted recently one of those mirrors that the witches sometimes use to look through.
Oh my. Do you have it on you?
I decided it would be best to not bring it.
Good. That was very much the correct decision. My goodness.
I put it on statue in Wildsby because it looked nice.
Of any mirrors. As we're at the Peel Tower, because any witches could be just looking through them at us, and we don't want to give too much away.
So where do we start with the tower? I mean...
Well, we know the tower's a few miles away.
Honestly, I think I would not be surprised if we needed to fight with the witch there, you know, Mr. Parvil.
I think it'll end up being that way for sure.
I think also we probably have to expect to fight the guards too.
I thought they were still in town.
Gary?
Yes,
what is it? How many guards are at the Peel Tower?
Let me check my notes again.
Hatch, I have a question for you too, if you want to check your mental notes.
What is it?
Are there any other fey creatures at the tower?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's a problem.
Well, I'm not sure I'm going to like that very much.
Let's see. Specifically fey?
Who's at the tower is the general question I have for both of these people. So I will repeat that question in two or three different languages, whatever's needed there. Sylvan, Scald, Taldane,
Infernal.
Everyone's got to get it, so I'll repeat it all the ways.
There are about 15 guards at the tower.
Oh, yeah. There's other stuff there, too. That's bad. That won't like you guys. There's an animated ice dragon. There's an ice troll. There's a water elemental. There's a couple of Tommies. There's a Spriggan. There's Garter. Ice nymphs. Mandragora. Raven swarm.
Oh, my God.
You say Manticore?
No, Mandragora.
Mandragora. Oh.
Yeah, Mandragora. Raven swarm. And there's Radosex familiar.
What is Radosex familiar?
I should have looked that up too.
No, I'm sure there's an adorable little puppy dog. I'm sure there's no.
I mean,
no problem.
I could hope he also is a cartomancer, well, and it's just a deck of cards. No problem.
You could talk shop. You could be like, "Oh, Lucardo, I trade you one of these for one of those."
It's a goat.
Oh, it's a goat.
Yes,
a goat. Well, that's interesting. What language are you speaking right now? Sylvan or Skald?
Skald. That's what you speak.
Yes, I know. I speak Sylvan too. So I will let Vialdin and Marge know the terrible list of horrible things. Marge, Vialdin.
I could just tell them is terrible and horrible.
Yes, no, but I would like them to know specifically what to be worried about.
Oh, poor thing.
While we are planning our attack on the tower, we have first a witch more powerful than I am of the winter variety named Radusek Parvil. Okay. He is a man. He has a goat familiar.
Ah.
Goat. Mm. Okay. We also have 15 guards.
Okay.
We have an animated ice dragon.
What is that?
A water elemental, two atomies, a spriggan, a mandragora, some ice nymphs, a raven swarm. And then the tower itself is all hostile and cold and made of ice.
Oh my goodness. I don't know what...
There are some doggies and a very good donkey and Thora perhaps in there too. So.
Perhaps.
I don't know what most of those things are you said.
How big is this animated ice dragon?
Well, that's one of the ones I understood. Well, what I'm trying to figure out is how would we even beat something like that?
Smash it to pieces or melt it
or go around.
Disenchant it?
Go around sounds like a pretty good option.
If we could skip that floor and do the other floor.
Kappa.
Yes, what is it?
Do you have anything to write on or with in this hideout?
Let me go and get you some charcoal and parchment.
That would be delightful. Okay. I say.
Yeah, hello, I am back with the charcoal and parchment.
Oh, thank you so
much.
Small
place, here you go.
Okay.
Rat folk very quick.
Let's spread this out and let's make a detailed map. We have Hatch and we have Gary. If they don't know anything, we just draw a little question mark. We know it's mysterious danger space, okay? I think better take the time to prepare than to not.
Oh, yeah, the more information we can get, you know, the better.
What do you think, Vialdin? Are you any good at battle map type things?
Yeah, I did a few map studies before.
Would you mind helping to draw the map?
Sure. They can describe me dimensions.
I'll translate the things if you would help with the drawing.
Okay.
Okay. And then we plan how best to approach this. Okay.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead and start unpacking Ghost and get Ghost settled down for a rest while you guys work on the map, and I'll come join you in a little bit.
And then I'm imagining a montage here.
Yeah. Yes.
Drawing maps, translating, inventory. Writing notes. And then that way we can just come back and tell people how prepared and awesome we are and go over the key things.
Yep. I like it. Okay, Cliff Notes version. It is a nice, tall, pointy tower. It has a small enclosed courtyard out in front that is also circular that bisects it in a Venn diagram-esque fashion. There are three floors total. There's the main floor, which has a lot of beds and sleeping quarters. There's the second floor, which has a lot of more of the like meeting rooms and such. And then there is the top floor. That is much more important and fancy.
So really, we have to go to everything except those bedrooms on the first floor. Unless we want to pick up Gary's bedroom stuff.
So, second floor.
Why not, right?
Well, because he can't pick it up himself.
Oh! Ooh.
I'm sorry.
He still has a hand.
It's too soon. He could pick up half of it.
But how many guards? It's 6 guards, right? That are left. There was 2 that got killed. There were 6
in
left.
In town, that would have been.
There was 8 that. There's 8 total.
There was 8 that were setting fire to the house.
There's 8 still alive.
I heard you guys talking about trying to go today to catch up with them.
Perhaps it would if we could get some of those guards on the way.
I don't think you guys could.
Well,
all the guards came in on dog sleds. Unless you all have sleds, but I know Kappa's dogs got taken.
Yes, okay. It looks like the guards are going to beat us back to the tower. They have dog sleds. So much faster than we are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's not a chance we're catching up with them.
Yes.
So then we need to be prepared for them to expect us. If the guards return to the tower, they haven't found us. That's every chance they're going to be prepared.
Perhaps. I don't know what they would really be expecting of all of us to show up.
Well, yeah, they haven't even seen us, really.
Possibly they think we would just leave and
heard
run away.
Heard of an imposter.
I think they have mostly would expect if Kiape and Arbogazer showed up with a fake Winter Witch. But they don't know to expect also the rest of us.
Yes, I think if they are expecting anybody, it is going to be just me trying
to
save Flora.
Yes, but they did also pick up Arbogazer and suspect him. And they do also know about someone pretending to be a Winter Witch.
Also true.
So, they would not be necessarily surprised by a witch, I'm guessing, showing up. I do not like the sound of the number of things at the Peel Tower. Hatch.
Yeah, what's up?
How do you safely not activate the Ice Dragon?
Great question.
Do you happen to know? And are you cousins with any of those Fae? You could be like, forget this place, it's not worth it. Just...
Any of them we can convert to over there?
Vasilisa suddenly narrows her eyes and glances around and is like, is there an invisible Rex here, do you think?
Oh, yeah. Where is that little bastard?
He may have been burnt up inside of the house, now that I think about it.
No, not Rex. He would
have
flown away.
Yeah, he would have flown away.
There's always a broken window somewhere.
When we talked to him a little bit, he did not seem to want to go back to Pale Tower, like, ever.
That's true.
He says they were going to kill him or something?
True. But also, if they caught him or something. He also is... It's not very difficult to get him to talk, and he knows a lot about us.
So you think maybe the guards will get a hold of him?
I'm hoping he just went invisible and flew away.
As far as I know, the only way the statue pops up and rolls around is if one of the witches does it.
Oh, good. Okay, I will let my allies know. Thank you so much, Hatch. I only wish you knew Tialdane so that this would be an easier conversation we're having.
That makes sense.
I know. Okay, actually, Hatch, from now on, could you maybe say what you want to say in Sylvan?
Sure.
Because then at least Vialdine and Bolke and I will all know.
Okay.
And so it'll be a little easier on the translating.
Sure.
Okay.
This is what I sound like in Sylvan.
Uh-oh, it's the end of the episode.
Anyway.
So you guys know the Ice Dragon thing isn't activated unless there is a witch who activates it.
Well, you know, it sounded to me more and more like we need to start at the top level with where the witch might be and take him out.
Yes, targeted assassination strike.
Oh, dear. I mean...
Oh, my goodness.
That's not exactly, you know, what I was doing here.
I kind of like what she's saying. It sounds pretty good to me. And I'm tired of talking about things like to shoot something already.
I think Yach said there's not so much windows as... It's just all made of ice.
There's windows. The windows are made of ice.
How thick are the ice windows?
I'm going to say they're like 6 inches thick.
Well, so it would be much easier to flaming sphere melt a window
than
a whole
wall. Are they big enough for us to climb through?
Yeah.
People can fit through them.
Yes. Okay. We grow the beanstalk. We climb the beanstalk. We melt down the windows. We go in. We go, yeah, yeah. Kill the witch.
Well, I mean, that's just the first part because, you know, yes, there's all the guards and all the crazy creatures and we got to get Thora and the Marigold.
In my experience, White Witches, Winter Witches, seem to have a healthy sense of self-preservation. They care a lot for themselves, you know? It's generally true. Like, some people say that is evil. Other people say that's just sensible, but they're like, oh, I matter most of all.
I think it's regional. Right? I think in Erisyn, many creatures have that survival very strong instinct.
Yes. So perhaps we get this witch and we're like, stamp down everything or we kill you. And then if he's like, haha, I don't care, we just kill him anyway. But maybe we give him a chance
to help us
to like surrender the tower, you know?
You know, we do not know this Radusek. What did you say his name was?
Radusek Parvil.
Radusek. We do not know. Maybe he is oppressed as well. Maybe he is feeling.
It's possible.
He's an apprentice, but sometimes apprentices are not happy.
As a general rule, there's a little bit of sexism within the Jadwiga. So he's already got something against him as a man who is a witch. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So maybe we play on that and we say, you'll never make anything of yourself working for that gen, but maybe you go on your own. You leave Erisyn. Suddenly you are more powerful man, eh?
Like Gary here, maybe it's time for him to have like a realization of maybe he does not want to be what he is.
Yeah,
maybe he needs a little push in the right direction.
How tall does your beanstalk grow, Vasilisa?
It looks like not as tall as my brain thought it was. Each beanstalk grows upward to a height at my current level of 20 feet.
Oh.
Still pretty
far. It can anchor itself to sturdy objects like walls or ceilings, though, and it holds up to 400 pounds or double that amount if anchored on its upper end, and it lasts for at least 1d6 hours.
Nice.
I could technically... Here's a question for the Game Master.
That's me!
Could part of the tower itself count as the ground to grow another... beanstalk.
You can't just grow it out of a wall.
It says you cause a thick, sturdy beanstalk to sprout from the ground and grow upward.
Yeah.
And it anchors itself to sturdy objects such as walls or ceilings or something.
I don't think you can.
Because that would be the question. How tall is the tower?
The tower is 120 feet.
Oh, 120 feet.
Not even close.
Broken up into three levels, I have each of the floors ending at 30 feet.
Okay.
So to get to the second floor, you guys would have to go up 30 feet.
So if we make a little pile of snow, we plant a beanstalk, we get up to the second floor, we then still need way more floors.
Wait, are you making a little pile of snow because that makes it ground?
Yeah. What ground in Erisyn isn't snow? No, okay.
It's what's underneath.
It is a stretch.
It's what's underneath,
yes.
That counts.
It's what is a stretch. But you can plant it on ground that can't sustain life. So,
it's important for here.
I guess part of the question is what counts as ground? Like, could I grow a beanstalk indoors with this spell? Because if the ground is capable of supporting plant life, it continues to live as a normal plant.
So from the second floor, you're thinking?
It doesn't have to be planted on ground that's capable of sustaining plant life. Yeah, that's the question. Like, is ground a flat space that it can grow up from? That, like, maybe you could imagine roots going into?
I think that's, yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. Like, if you wanted to grow it on, like, if you're on floor two and you want to grow it from the floor of floor two, I think you could.
Oh.
I mean,
at what level could you make a 100-foot beanstalk? And then let's just go kill boars until
yeah, it's 10 feet there. Tall plus 5 feet per 2 caster levels.
Ooh. Oh, that's slow.
Yep. That's,
yeah.
There is a walkway going around the central courtyard.
So if we were at the top of that wall, could you use that wall as ground?
Does anyone have any rope?
Yes.
Because my rope was on Marigold.
We have some supplies here. We could... Yes, I think I have a, a,
50-foot around here.
I have rope as well.
Oh, good. Because one thing we could do if we have enough rope is if someone is particularly good at climbing or can fly. I can't fly yet. I'm such a bad witch. Dear. But if we have any way of getting a rope up to the top of the tower, or even at least the wall of the courtyard, that can provide a start. You know, send the rope down, use it to climb up.
As you start talking about climbing in a rope, Valdin, who's been chewing on a toothpick he whittled for himself since the last episode.
Nice.
He kind of pauses and just stops and just kind of turns a little bit whiter than usual. And just kind of stares at Vasilisa and Marge. How far up are we going to climb?
Ooh.
This is the first time you've ever heard shakiness
yes.
in his voice.
Oh. Yes! Yes!
I mean, something like maybe 120 feet, it sounds like.
Rats are normally pretty good at climbing. I've got a little bit of that.
I think we really should find a different way to approach this this plan. I don't think climbing is going
to
work.
I am not very good at climbing. I think I would have to go a different way.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry that I am such a terrible bitch, because otherwise I would just boop, levitate, fly up.
How much,
not yet.
How much does a rope weigh? I think it's hemp.
Oh, hemp rope is probably 10 pounds. Yes, Kiach.
Hi, I heard us talking about trying to climb stuff.
Yes.
What if Vrix could carry rope?
Oh, is Vrix around?
I don't know. He's, you know.
Where is he?
And you see, with you? You see Hatch just like appear.
Oh, good. Hi, Hatch.
He moves, he like parts his little hair, and you see that Vrix is just like tucked in to his hair, taking a nap.
He's right here.
Yeah.
Oh,
Evil Fae.
Hello, Vrix. Oh, he's asleep. Yeah. I'll leave him be.
Yeah, he's sleeping.
He's cranky when you wake him up. Mm-hmm.
He's cranky all the
time. I would not recommend giving him coffee either.
Yeah, I know. We learned that lesson.
Well, okay. So, Vrix could carry rope somewhere, but also we may not be good at climbing. I understand. What if someone goes in first and opens a door, though?
You have a door that reaches 120 feet into the air?
No, I mean, maybe we can't go straight to the top. Here's a problem. I have been reminded via my own self-deprecating thoughts that more powerful witches than I am could just jump out of the window and be like, I'll see you later trying to attack me up here like idiots. Witches tend to fly, you know, when they're powerful.
And if they're expecting us, then yeah, they...
So even if we were able to get all the way up there, Bradusek could just be like, and jump away and fall and not die. And then there we are at the top and he sends an animated ice dragon at us, you know?
Yeah, I feel like if we're, you know, coming in from the ground level, we're just going to make all kinds of ruckus with everything we have to fight.
No, that's true, but...
I don't know that we have much of a choice.
We won't have a surprise when it comes to... I feel like the witch has got to go out first.
I agree, but also I see the problems on both sides.
What if I go in front door and I tell them I come to talk? And I just... I say I want to... I'm here as representative of Waldsby and I want to talk about maybe changing the way that our relationship goes. And I will have them call the witch down to the ground floor. And then I will have a conversation with him there. And while that happens, maybe you can... Hatch could, like, go up and try and... liberate Thora from wherever she's being kept.
I like your idea. I like what you're thinking, Bulka. But look at the map. Look here. That puts you probably right in this courtyard where the dragon statue is. And if the witch comes down and things go south for you, you're totally exposed.
What if we avoid the courtyard, at least, go in a window onto the second floor? If we find a way to just gently raise the ground a little, it is very easy to climb a magical beanstalk. So easy.
You're talking about climbing again,
no,
aren't you?
No, I know, but it's so easy to climb a magical beanstalk. You don't even know.
Okay,
if I had to
exactly
put a number at it, I would say no more than a 5.
No, I don't think I can climb.
So for me, it would be more like 7.
It is a DC 5. I have a minus 1 on my climb, so yes.
7 for me.
I'd have to roll a 6.
I have a plus 5 on my climb, so
you'd
piece
be
of cake
fine.
For me.
You'd,
like I said, rat folk,
impossible
you know, climbing
to
is kind of one of our things.
Trying to figure out Volca, why.
I'll go in as your bodyguard. We'll just go talk to him. It'll be fine.
Oh. Yes.
You do the talking, I'll do the shooting.
Could you dress like you're from Waldby somehow?
We still have some of those.
Oh, you
those
can borrow
those
the sleeves. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, sort of.
Yes, and we could go and just say we are here to
How
talk.
How many tall people do you have here? I kind of stand out in the crowd.
No, the humans here are all fairly, you know,
okay.
Human size, some big, some small.
Well, we could try something like that. At least you wouldn't be by yourself if we had to.
Well, and maybe with that distraction, you know, some of us can actually go to the second floor while you're distracting the witch on the first floor.
It's possible. Is my thought. We could at least get everyone together. So then, you know,
David's caught on to what I'm thinking in my
except
head.
For splitting the party. That's
yeah,
not the together part
like,
that
like
I do not like.
Every GM's wet dream.
It's like the worst
of
ever.
A TPK.
But we have so many NPCs though.
If you guys want to, you can. I'm cool with that.
Of course, he's not, cool.
No, I'm cool with that, and it's not. It's not necessarily a death sentence.
Yeah, it's not. It's not necessarily terrible.
Perhaps
what
it's
if
still
you,
pretty.
What
rough.
If you take, Kiappa?
Yes.
And you know.
And perhaps Valdin.
Yes. No. Yeah, but
March?
What if? I would.
We
not
all
be,
just go into the front
like
door.
We should go into the front
no,
door,
I mean,
and they will not be suspecting that someone else is going to the top or to the back.
Oh, they're. Thermal. This is a real problem. Hatch, how many people can you make invisible for how long?
Oh, now we're thinking.
Okay. So.
Well, remember.
I am a cheater.
Ah!
Hatch shouldn't have been able to turn the two boys invisible.
Okay.
Itself.
That was fun storytelling, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You or a creature or object. Or object weighing no more than 100 pounds.
So one thing.
One thing.
Okay, well, they were little rat folk kids. That's probably.
And ghosts.
It's really only ghosts that was the problem. And yeah. Ghosts became visible again first, so I'm not worried. It's really when he turned Kappa and Arbogazer visible.
Yeah.
Well, they're tiny. We'll just pretend they're very little, lightweight people.
And they make up one person.
Yeah.
Did I already tell you guys about how I did the golden apple thing wrong?
No.
So my confession, the apple itself is not golden until you roll it and activate it.
Ooh.
It looks like a normal apple until it's been turned on.
Yeah, but this is Irisin and it's a yellow apple, so you just call it a golden delicious.
Gotcha.
Like, oh, and it's just yeah. As exciting because a fresh apple? Holy
yeah.
Shit. Mm.
Anyway,
okay, good. Thank you for
so
letting me do it.
Yeah,
then.
You're welcome.
So we can't do invisibility.
I'm
or you could do one.
Really confusing myself.
Oh, yeah. If one person was invisible and could slip through the front doors.
But must be less than 100 pounds, I think.
No,
not too
one
big.
One person, one creature, or object weighing no more than 100 pounds.
So a creature that it could be like an elephant.
Yes.
It's okay. Okay. Invisible elephants marching on the Pale Tower.
Now
it.
We've got a plan.
Hannibal, back from the dead.
I have available a scroll of levitate. So for 3 minutes, I could lift one person up to 300 feet, probably. Oh, a while. It's like 20 feet, about every 6 seconds. Whoosh.
It would be a way to get somebody to the top if we wanted.
Yes, but I could only do one. I only have one scroll, so.
And Hatch can fly himself, yes? Or no, Hatch is...
No, Vrix can fly,
Vrix can
but Vrix is not strong enough to carry a person.
Also, I do not trust Vrix.
Okay, that's fair. He, whatever, but still.
Sounds like we need to stick together. Sounds like this at this point, we don't have enough options to do any kind of trickery with heights.
Okay.
Are you okay over there, Valdin? You're looking a little,
Well, I mean, I'm
normally
fine
normally,
right
he's,
now.
Like, fiddling with his coin right now. He's just, like, rubbing it really hard. And his eyes are wide. There's a bead of sweat going down his head.
I'm not a fan of heights.
Oh.
Yeah. You can just stay on the ground. And we should stick together anyway.
You should have just said so, dear. It is okay. And Kappa, like, reaches up to, like, try and pat your head and can't reach. And she just, like, pats her knee.
Thanks, Kappa. Plus, strategically, we should stick together anyway. I mean, it just makes sense.
That's fair.
And I do not like heights so much either. Yeah, you know, for the first part of my life, I didn't even not know it was such a thing as heights. Was roof very close over my head my entire life for years. Didn't even know you could that up was an option.
You didn't see the sky?
No.
Where did you grow up?
He was actually born inside of a cave. And was there many, many years.
Oh, dear. Oh, what were you doing there?
He's a dwarf. I don't know if you've noticed, Marge, but that's probably a little short.
So you had traditional dwarvish upbringing?
Yes, except it was not intentional.
Oh.
No, my parents were actually stuck.
When you say stuck,
yes, lost,
do you mean?
The cave system was very elaborate and it was very confusing.
Oh, my.
Mm.
Well, I'm glad you got out.
Yeah.
They were clever people and wise people. I don't know why it was so hard to figure a way out. It took years.
Oh, my. That's really something.
But I did not have the luxury of being afraid of heights because I did not know heights existed.
Are you afraid of heights?
I think a little bit. I don't know.
Oh.
I do not think of I've been very
high. What if we got blindfold for you and Valdine? Wrapped up your heads real tight so you could not see.
I don't think that.
I heard it once before in the city.
It's a good idea.
It's worse. Okay. I am just bawling saliva here.
Okay, yes. I think our best chance here is the trick them into letting us in plan that you all started to discuss. With Bulka going and being like, you know me, I'm Bulka.
I think, yes, it would be nice to skip all the way to the top, but if that is not possible and can only skip up a little bit.
Sounding like it, yes.
Perhaps, I don't know, some other subterfuge of some kind.
I mean, we could stay, you know, pretty close to each other. And some of us could do the whole beanstalk up to just the second floor plan and just kind of get above the wall a little. And then others of us can go in and be like, hey, come down to the courtyard where definitely no one is climbing up on the wall to ambush you. Yeah,
yes, but we do not say the part. We say the quiet part.
No, yes,
quiet.
The quiet part you don't say at all.
Well, and if we have at least, you know, one person who's invisible, since, you know, it's something that can be done.
Hatch can be super invisible.
That might not be a bad idea, too.
Yeah. And Vrix can be invisible if Vrix comes.
Can he?
I don't know if Vrix can.
We haven't seen him go invisible yet.
I don't know. Vrix is little enough. He could probably be invisible. I thought he...
We'll just stay in Hatch's hair.
I don't know if he can. That's what I mean. He can just hide on Hatch and be Hatch's invisible thing.
Would Vrix be invisible as well if Vrix is inside
He's
Hatch's hair and Hatch
enough,
goes
he
invisible?
He might count as just being
as
warm.
Possession, yeah.
Right. No. That's what I was like. Yeah. Or will Hatch go invisible and then you just see Vrix floating across the...
I mean,
snoring,
Vrix
floating and
fly
snoring.
Anyway, so either way, not too much of a problem. But maybe Valdine, dressed as a local, you know, like he blends in. He can't speak Scald is the only problem here. So maybe he is a mute local. You know? Maybe we could say
one of the guards
cut his tongue out.
Oh, you
because
see, you think
he
what
sung
I think.
A bad song or something. Yes. He's a, you know, poor singer.
Could you look like a singer?
Let's see.
Oh, yes, it's good.
Valdi just stands up straighter. How about this?
Yes, good posture like singer.
Yes, we could tell people. And it would be unbelievable.
Is this man about to sing? He looks as though he is posturing himself for a song.
Here, take the sleeves, Valdine, and see if you can... Bulka, can you help him come up with something he should be wearing?
I put on the sleeves of many garments.
Describe an outfit
that a failed singer would wear.
Or maybe just a singer who sang a song that made fun of the wrong person, you know. He could be very talented. Don't worry, Valdine. Before they cut out your tongue, you could have had a beautiful voice.
Okay. Even the singers here in Irisin don't dress up for it. I think still should be very kind of plain garb, yes. Very simple.
I changed the garments and it looks similar to what Bulk was wearing.
Oh, like robes?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. How's
this look? Yes, I like this outfit. It matches my best friend.
Does this look okay?
Maybe you should instead try to match Gary's outfit.
Well, no, Gary is a guard, though. You don't want to impersonate guards.
No, yes, but not like the guard insignia, but like the color and like the trousers.
I look over at Gary and then I look like Gary.
Pants and...
Oh, Gary, what do you think?
Looks presentable. How does he look? Presentable?
He looks not as good as he did before, but...
Does he look like maybe he could be from this area?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay. Does he look like he's trying too hard to blend in, or is it natural?
No, it looks natural. Doesn't look like 20-year-old version of what should be wearing.
I feel like that's a little bit particular.
It's pointed. It's pointed,
okay,
yes.
That is still one of my favorite moments. Yep. It was just really wonderful.
Oh, all right. So
it was very accurate for the
last
time.
Decade.
So we're going to send in Vialdin and the Bulka. And I think we send in Kiappa. Or if we want Kiappa to stay safe with the boys.
Oh, I think that the Kiappa would want to take her if they
Marge.
Saw her.
No, that's the point. It's our excuse.
And they are kind of expecting her
look,
anyway.
Guards, I am Bulka, and I helped you so much before, and I thought, oh, you know what? You told me you were looking for Kiappa. I found her. Look how great I am. He bring it in, then you sneak in.
This is a good idea.
Also, you spoke to the captain, right? The guy with the shield. So you could even ask for him. You know his name. You could use that as part of like the...
Yes.
And maybe draw him
it
out.
It would be like, hello, I have brought Kiappa. Like, you would definitely approve of me do it.
And I tell them that I leave Mirror back in Walsby just to make sure you can still, even while I am gone, that we can keep an eye on them.
Or... You do a cute little piece of theater in case they watch through the mirror. You go back. You take the mirror. You put it on. You pretend like, you know, you don't know it's special. But then you ambush Kiappa where she is hiding from you and capture her and say, I and my friend, this bard whose tongue was cut out, are going to go take you to the Bell Tower.
It is funny you say such a thing because Bulka is actually very good on stage.
Really?
So
This sounds like a skit or like a sketch.
Yes,
I would love
it
to do
it. Sounds like something you would do.
Okay, here's the thing though. We do not know if anyone is actually watching. Like doing this whole elaborate thing is much like putting up a podcast.
Do you
don't know if anyone is paying attention. You're just kind of wasting your time and
are they listening?
And that's it, we're done. Good night, everybody.
Elaborate setups and so much time do we need to put into this? I do not know.
Do it. Do it in the middle of town.
That means he's
got
to go back to
leave the necklace there.
Yes.
Go in. Have Valdine go in. The mute bard who's looking to make coin or something. Help you apprehend this dire criminal, the adorable ratfolk woman, Kiappa. You apprehend her while she is weeping at the ruins of her home. You say, aha, Kiappa, you are mine now. How dare you go against the white witches? Let's take you to the Bell Tower.
Valdine
helps you. You march through town. You announce loudly to everyone, oh, we are such great citizens of Irisin. We shall go to the Bell Tower. Oh, Do not fear.
And then could we have Kiappa like stab me maybe? And like, I always want to do death scene. I think it'd be very fun to like act out and play my own death scene. Could we do that?
I do not think we want you to die, Bulka. You are supposed to be taking me, not...
There's a dramatic... As an actor is a good challenge.
Bulka, maybe in the next subterfuge.
Have I lost sight of why we are doing this?
Yes, you have, indeed. You know, the point is, in case anyone who is faster than you can see and be like, oh, look, that's what's happening, you can do that. Or we just skip that whole part and go straight to going to the tower. Whichever you prefer, really.
And then we enter the quick time event in which Bulka is offered two options. One, to act. Or two, go straight to the Pell Tower. Is it going to be A or B? A. B.
Acting sounds like fun, but I don't think it's going to be worth it and in our best interest. So I feel like we should go with the B.
B.
Which is straight to the Pell Tower.
Be
and he is locked in, ladies and gentlemen. We shall be foregoing this evening's performance of Bulka in the Square and head straight to the next section, Bulka in the Tower. Find out what happens when our adventurers get there next time on the Dimension Door Podcast.
Press start. Oh, man.
Bulka in the Tower.
Bulka in the Tower.
It would be fun to do, but we're already so far away from you. Like, we've already left. Yeah. I don't want to go back, and it's just another chance for things to go wrong.
Yeah.
It's smarter to just...
All right.
Thank you all for listening to the Dimension Door Podcast. As always, our editing and sound design is done by Zach Kreitler. There's a lot going on in the world of Dimension Door right now. We have qualified for 3 of the final awards for the Audioverse Awards 2020. So please go there, vote for us and or your favorites. We've also launched a Discord channel where you can come and hang out with us and watch us play games and play games with us and listen to episode releases. It's going to be great. It's going to be fun. And we hope to see you there. And last but not least, we have finally launched some merchandise. So head on over to our merch store. Get yourself some wonderful stickers of all of our character art, and maybe even a coffee mug or two. The links to all of this and more can be found in the episode description. We'll see you all next week. Next week? What do you mean next week? Oh, next week. Yeah, next week. Next week we have another episode of our second podcast coming out, Severed Fate. You can find it anywhere you're listening to podcasts now. Just search for Severed Fate, a Dimension Door podcast.